I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Eddie's calling from Long Island. What's up, Eddie?
Eddie?
I want to talk about the Yankees, about their bunting situation. They're horrible. If they would bunt with first and second and no out, they would definitely win some games, and especially that's why they're terrible in the extra innings. A man on second, you bunt. I was taught in Little League. That's a no-brainer. They drive me up a wall every time. That's why they lose extra innings. It's crazy.
Well, so, Eddie, how long have you been watching baseball here, my friend? I'm just curious.
My whole life.
Well, obviously.
I watch every Yankee game, and I played the game.
All right. Well, since when?
I've been in Little League since I'm 8 years old.
How old are you, I'm trying to get to, Eddie?
They have to bunt. It's did you see that guy, Martin? When they played the Mets, there was two errors. The pitcher made an error, and the guy made a throwing error. Things happen when you bunt.
They had apparently a great bunter on their ball club last year, but they let him get away as the Mets paid Juan Soto $765 million to lay down a bunt in the first inning.
Yes,
sacrifice that. And we didn't do much on the Soto bunt, but that was embarrassing, I thought. All right, that call was great. BT, it just sums everything up. BT, it's on The Fan. 888. Yankees need to bunt more. Forget about moving Jazz to second or getting a third baseman. They just need to bunt more. 888-808-1019, the number to call. I did read that Heyman, I guess, reported the Yanks have checked in on Ryan McMahon. He was the guy who you wanted last year, the Yankees, to get at the deadline.
Yeah.
I would not go that way. What are your thoughts on McMahon?
Not loving it. You know, I think last year he still had intrigue to me, but I feel like he's kind of settled into the player that he's going to be the rest of his career, and I don't love it. Is it an upgrade? Sure. I'll hit you with a couple of important thumbnail sketches here.
Yeah.
Number one, he's always the 20-plus home run guy, so
right.
You take that. He's the lefty, obviously, different air in Colorado, but he's going to play in Yankee Stadium. He's a 240 career hitter, but that is a little misleading. Like, he's like 212 this year. Last year wasn't very great. He leads the league in strikeouts.
Dude, come on.
So he's a massive strikeout guy. However, he is in the 90th percentile in walking, so he does walk a lot. And he does strike out a lot.
He hits a lot of home runs.
And he fits right. Bring him in. Yeah. Pick him up.
213 hitter. I mean, I know he's a career 240, like you said. 213 hitter that strikes out a ton.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's kind of morphed into a player I'm trying to avoid getting.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's why I give you the reaction I give you.
But here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is the report. It's not us saying, what about McMahon? John Heyman reported the Yankees checked in on him. We are saying that they had no interest in Arenado. That goes back to the offseason. Like, that's a fact. So, the Yankees checked in on McMahon, which means they have at least a little interest in him. We just gave you the type of player that he is. And they have no interest in Nolan Arenado, and you know the type of player that he is. A guy who's not going to hit you 20 home runs, but he's going to put, I don't even know how many he has, but puts the bat on the ball, play a great third base, a proven big league veteran.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Like, that's what you want. Not a guy who's going to strike out a ton, but have, 20-plus home runs and hit .213.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Listen, again, we don't see him a ton because he plays for the Colorado Rockies, but I just looked this up. I know he's a good defensive third baseman, but he's even better than I thought.
Who?
Ryan McMahon. Yeah. If you look at defensive runs saved and outs above average, all those things that, some
better
people
than
look
at. Arenado this
he's
year?
He's actually known. He's one of the best defensive third basemen in baseball.
But I'm saying he's better than Arenado this year?
I don't have them side by side. Okay. I just know how he is perceived. And he's a dominant defensive. He's really gold glove caliber player. Now, contractually, he is signed through two more years.
Well, how come he's never won a gold glove?
Maybe because Arenado's in the league.
Yeah, well,
that's probably the answer. But he's got more power than Arenado. Either way, I think he's cheaper too. So he's got $16 million next season. He's got $16 million in 2027. Remember, he signed the six-year deal years ago. So this year he's at 12. So I don't think the Rockies would pick up any money this year. The Yankees would have to probably pay six or so halfway through the year. And then that's 32 committed for the next 2 years. He's a strikeout machine. Yeah. He's a walk machine. He's a... could be a home run machine in Yankee Stadium and a great fielder. Again, would I take him? I would, because I don't want... I mean, obviously, it's not going to be Peraza. And I don't think you'd have to give up a lot to get Ryan McMahon, unlike somebody like Suarez. I'm lukewarm intrigued, and I know it'd be an upgrade, but I think you could do better.
Yeah, I want no part of him. The strikeouts, the average, he's got 12 homers. Okay, good defense. What's Arenado's numbers real quick off this year?
Arenado has 10 home runs. He's batting 244, 694 OPS, 41 RBIs, 34 strikeouts.
Yeah,
dude, I mean 30.
34, you said? 34 yeah. Strikeouts?
34.
To 114. So you give me the numbers again. Let's just go pound for pound here. I'll go McMahon. McMahon has 12 homers.
10.
10, yeah.
All right, Ribbies, 26 for McMahon.
41 for Arenado.
On a bad team with nobody on base, to be fair to McMahon.
Well, that's fair. All right, walks, 45 for McMahon.
24 for Arenado.
Okay, strikeouts, 114.
34.
Dude. And 213 average versus
244.
OPS is similar to 691 to 694.
McMahon sub 700 OPS? Sub?
691.
I know that Arenado is, jeez. Yeah. Oh, God. But you're leaving out one important number here. What's the contract left for Arenado? I know that it's got to be more than McMahon.
Not by much at this point, though.
Do you have that? I've got McMahon's. Do you have Arenado's?
I'll get it right now. Hold on.
Because, again, just to reiterate here, he signed the six-year deal 3 years ago. This is year four, which is 12. And then next year and 27, all guaranteed, no player option, $16 million a piece
Dude,
for McMahon.
100, come on.
It's a lot of strikeouts.
We're going back to the 80s here, you and I for a second. 114 strikeouts versus 30, whatever he's. That's absurd. And he plays great defense, puts the bat on the ball, hits for high. That's what the Yankees need.
Yeah, I like Arenado. But again, I'm just reacting to the report that, well, I don't. Yeah.
The Yankees definitively do not want.
They
Arenado.
Might think his bat is cooked. Here's the one problem: he doesn't hit the ball to right field. And for an aging right-handed hitter to profile that spacious Yankee Stadium, they will calculate that, and that will be an X in the column in favor of Arenado.
Two more years of how much, Hoff?
Yeah, what you got?
Two more years of not terrible. I think it's 16 and 15.
Wow, it's actually less. And 15. It's $1 billion less. Wow. Let's just say...
Older player, obviously. They're expecting a decline, whatever.
For sure. Let's just say that you had Arenado on this team. Give me a loose spot you think he's in the order. He's not hitting 1, 2, 3, or 4
yeah,
or 5.
Yeah, he's going to be at the bottom of
seven?
The order. Yeah, 7, 8, whatever.
Same with McMahon?
I would move... The more you bring in guys, I would move Volpe down to 8 or
Volpe
9.
Should hit 9.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you. All right. But so Arenado's going to hit behind... Let's just do it real quick. I would go Dominguez.
Yep.
Now, remember, we'd have him, we went over this before, at DH.
Yep.
Dominguez, Judge.
Bellinger.
Belly. You can't go Stanton there.
Lefty, righties, you go Wells. Lefties, you go Stanton.
I don't want to stack the lefties, so we, right, exactly.
You know?
Because if Dominguez is DH, then maybe I'd flip them and go, you want to go Dominguez and Belly? No, you probably go Dominguez, Judge.
Well,
right?
Dominguez is a switch hitter. Problem is you can't hit for the right side.
I know. I'm going to go Dominguez. I'm going to go Dominguez. Judge. Bellinger.
Okay.
Can I go Goldie there?
You could. I mean, I prefer to get like a Jazz.
I still
or
like Goldie's
a...
Goldie's bat.
Yeah,
because I don't want to stack the lefty. So I would go Goldie to break up. Then I would go Wells.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could go Arenado and then Jazz, but you get Jazz too far down. And that's
but here's
what I'm
the other
saying.
Thing, maybe, Sal. Yeah. If you're bringing a McMahon versus Arenado, even if it's, you know, a little bit younger, maybe a little more pop, left side, whatever. The lefty versus righty bat, I mean, if you're throwing over, I don't care about stacking guys as much.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if you can hit, you can
hit.
Fair enough. But if you want a righty, then, you know, the money's similar, defense is similar, then Arenado's your guy.
Yeah, and it's not that I need a righty. I'm just thinking about doing
the
lineup.
The Yanks need a righty.
Who do I want behind Bellinger? If I'm trying to break it up, I would go Goldie with a righty, but you don't want to push Jazz that far down. I don't love Jazz as a four hitter.
I also don't know if Goldschmidt deserves to be in that four spot the rest of the year.
I know,
mean, he's cooled off a lot.
But still, he's a proven trust. He's going to give you a quality at bat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. So, but that's the issue that you have with taking Stanton out of the lineup. Now, you could go differently and have Stanton in there, But now you have Dominguez in the outfield. So their best offensive team is not the best defensive team, which poses a problem.
But even if you play Grisham or Rice, those are lefties.
Yeah. I get it. I'm just saying that if you had, let's just say we have Dominguez in the outfield for a second, then the lineup looks better because you go Dominguez in left, Judge in right, Bellinger behind him, Stan behind him. Now you could put, if you want Jazz there, you want Wells there, then behind him, Goldie, then the other lefty, then behind him, Arenado. Now you have a nice long lineup, but you have to live with the, and obviously no Rice and no Grisham.
Yep.
You have to live with the deficiency of Dominguez in left. If you make Dominguez the DH, you lose Stanton's power from the right side, which would complement Bellinger perfectly.
You guys wouldn't want to throw Jose Ramirez in there over Nolan Arenado?
100%. Or, we brought them up, you were on the phone. 100%.
Yeah, for George Lombard, though?
No, that's 0%.
I mean, dude, this guy for 3 years, he's 32 right now, 33, 34, 35. He's not making
much money. He's making $21 million a year. No, bro, you were on the phone. Absolutely.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.